I'm not happy. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Because David Ortiz was here. Big
Papi
himself.
Yeah.
And he brought you a present.
He did?
He did, yeah. And I've got it for you right here. Excuse me for a minute. I'll be right... Oh, it's right there.
It fell over.
Okay. He autographed you.
Wow, what a beautiful bat.
And look what he signed it.
To Biff's daddy.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
The Don and Mike Show.
Here's Regis on the time.
I got up, you know, the alarm went off, got up, came to work. Mm. And as I'm walking in the back door where I usually come into the studio.
The secret entrance, the bat entrance.
You know, I think he's from India, the guard there at the
yes.
door.
Yes.
Sweet guy, dear guy. But I never really understood, you know, what he says in the morning to him. But today, I thought I heard the word early.
Early, yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, I always say to him. Thank you very much.
No matter what he says.
Why did he say early to me? I go upstairs and I discover I'm 1 hour early for work.
Wow. Idiot. I'm with you, old man.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's really 10 minutes until 5.
Right.
I just want to point that out.
Right.
If you're on the East Coast listening to us right now, it's really in the matrix that we live in on Friday.
Is this the one that you don't agree with?
Yes. I don't like this one.
I agree. You're fine with springing forward.
I wish we'd just keep the clocks the same the whole GD year.
Brilliant. Yeah, me too. I mean, I don't pay much attention
Excuse
to
me,
it.
The whole goddamn year.
Oh, shocking.
Hate being initial. Hate using initials when you could use a word.
Want to wonder why we don't get invited to weddings?
Yeah.
Is that right there?
The swearing, Paul.
Yeah, it's the MFing swearing.
The profanity bothers you, Buzz?
Mother, father would be a great
it
one.
It lacks dignity.
It has no nobility.
That's what the line is.
Well, Mike, Dan Mason and his bride, they're street kids.
Yeah.
They come from a different place than you or I.
I mean, well, I guess you're right. Everybody talks like that.
No, they don't.
Good.
Where's that tape? What are we sitting here doing a show for you?
But you did fine. I like it when you get him up. I do like it when you get him up.
Like I turn around, I'm looking at him like, go get the tape we're talking about. He's looking at me like, you guys sure are swell.
You guys sure are funny. Good Monday show, guys.
It's the same show I listened to when I was a boy.
I thought you were doing
You guys are rocking today.
I'm Rob Speedbump.
You are on your game today.
There we go.
Okay. Won't be as good as when you did it.
The swearing, Paul. There, I said it.
GD.
The profanity bothers you.
Bothers you, Buzz?
It has no nobility.
Nobility.
These are slum kids. I was a slum kid.
The Masons.
Everybody talks like that.
They do not. What do you think I say when I go to the feed store in town? Oh,
feed
now,
store.
Wally, give me a bag of that effing pig feed and 10 pounds of that bitchly cow corn. And in the bank, do I tell Mrs. Bollinger, oh, here's one big bastard of a check. Give me some of your Christing money. There.
Look.
See what you made me do.
Oh, I recommend that one for Thanksgiving.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Yeah, was the bride in her late teens or early 20s?
Oh, no, I do not know, sir.
That would be the only way I'd know that Mike wouldn't be invited, you know, competition.
Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, I give you a click and laugh is what I give you, friend.
All right, hold on. Let me finish up the weekend here and then on with the show. I was mentioning my sister-in-law, Judy, and without getting terribly serious with everybody, I'm so blessed to have a sister-in-law as cool as Judy because... You know, a lot of situations, a guy like me, Frida's passed away almost 2.5 years ago. And a lot of situations you would find something like that the husband, me, the widower, mm-hmm. would maybe find some distance between, you
right.
know, my departed wife's family. Right. Nothing could be further from the truth. And it's so really gratifying. I get the feeling that Frida is watching over us and is approving everything and mm-hmm. liking everything because really at some point it's spooky. On Saturday night when we're sitting at our kitchen table and Judy's voice is similar to Frida's voice.
Yep. Right.
Judy is physically similar to Frida. And I realize I'm there at the table. I've had a couple of drinks. They've had a couple of glasses of wine. Judy's a widow. We're talking about what it's been through. And Janet is sitting there, you know, letting none of this affect her. And mm-hmm. I just find it all incredibly tranquil and very calming and,
oh, good.
And soothing.
That's really good.
Very blessed that, you know, things are cool like
it's
that.
It's peaceful. Good.
So Judy had had a snootful on Saturday, and she passed out, went to bed about 10 p.m., and I went upstairs, and I thought, okay, time for me to make a move.
Little nookie time?
I am horny. Now, here is the problem. The problem is that normally if we are going to knock boots, we take the dog, the bulldog, uh-huh. and we put him in the other room.
Oh, I thought, boy, you scared me for a second there.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to bring,
we get the bulldog up on all fours, Mike.
You get the bulldog involved, you know.
We get some KY. I
make sure we put the bulldog between us.
Some peanut butter.
No, so the thing is, I start making my move Saturday night. I'm suave. I'm sophisticated. You know, I let her know that Fabio's here mm-hmm. and get ready for a night of ecstasy.
Is that when you stand in the middle of the bedroom and kind of just clutch it?
I had just got done clipping my toenails.
Oh, okay. Then you're ready for love. The moon is
kind set. Of a turn on because my feet are clean now. You know, no more fungi.
Decent.
So I said, you know, something like, hey, how about it? And she said, you know, sure. And went to do whatever it is that girls do before.
Right.
And came back in the room. And I said, no. This will never do because we started petting. And she was configured like a snake charmer. I mean, she was, I realized her torso was bent over in a weird way. And I said, why are you laying like this? And she said, well, because Oscar is between my legs where he normally sleeps.
The bulldog.
I said, well, you know the rule. I can't get it. I said, no. I said, just stop for a second. I can't do nothing with the dog here.
Most people have trouble getting undressed with the dog watching.
Well, we've been doing our stuff like under the covers. Like I said, it was pretty teenage stuff.
Yeah.
And then she said, oh, come on. Just try it with the dog.
And I said, no. Oh, no.
I can't. So she got up and she went and put the dog in the other room. So she comes back and lays down in bed. And immediately we hear from the next room, you know. And now we've got Judy, who's up in the guest room, and we don't want to wake her up.
Right.
She's had an extremely long day.
Sure.
So we go back, and we bring the dog back into bed. Now, at this point, Janet is being as accommodating as possible, and she says, oh, come on. He's fine. Look, listen, he'll just lay on the corner of the bed.
Oh, no.
So this is the problem.
Can't have that. It's not good.
She's, the dog is at the foot of the bed.
Yeah.
And, of course, with me, it's, you know, if one thing about me, first it is I always drive defensively, and second, it's woman on top.
Right.
Those are the two rules I live by.
Right.
Anyway.
Woman on top, dog at feet.
At one point, we started just fooling around, and I said to her, I cannot do this. And she said, why? I said, Oscar is staring at me. And she said, what do you mean?
Because the dogs will always stare.
And she said, what do you mean? I said, turn around. He had scooched up. So he was not at the corner of the bed.
Right.
He was literally like half an inch away from Janet's naked body. And he was just looking at me like, what are you doing to her? What are you doing to her?
Was he panting?
Kind of. And he had that look that bulldogs, he had that half smile.
Right.
That like, what are you doing? Are you playing? What are you doing? And I said,
just fascinated.
I said, we just can't. Look at him. He's looking at me.
He never sees it.
And I don't know how women do this. She expects me to stay at attention uh-huh. while she's half naked and she's leaning over and she's petting the dog now. And saying,
oh, no. The dog too involved.
She says, come on, he's a good boy. And I said, oh, that's...
Yeah, that would kill it for me.
Uh-huh. I said, I never quit on this, but, you know, no can do.
No, not you. You're within your rights and you're perfectly normal. I don't know anybody that... No guys. I mean, dogs. No. Dogs bad.
Couldn't do it.
So he every time when you, well, obviously you've had this situation before, right?
No, what we do
is put the dog away,
put him in the other room, but because we had a house guest,
he couldn't do.
We didn't want the dog to bark and wake.
So
up
he was shooting. He was in a place he wasn't accustomed to being.
Well, he's accustomed to being in that room and to scream your head off. There's nothing. No one's going to hear your room except.
So you guys, when you do that, you go ahead with him screaming normally.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kind of drowns out her screaming.
Ignore him. Yeah.
You know, you get her screaming of ecstasy and
hey, you
dogs
know what? I gotta give
screaming
a,
and
got to give a tip of the cap to Beluga on that one. Beluga is super cool. Goes into the bathroom, shut the door, silence. Not a peep out of him.
Are you lucky?
That's frustrating. Have you thought about giving him the run of the house? Well, if the dog barking doesn't bother you, I mean, that's fine.
No, it doesn't. We just had a house guest. So
right,
anyway,
right.
Judy leaves Saturday or Sunday morning, early Sunday morning. I got my nut. I know you'd be wondering about that.
I figured you incurable romantic.
And once I was satisfied, I was ready to sit back and wait like everybody else for the game of the century. And it was a great game. Everybody loves the game yesterday. Blah, 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 blah. The last, I don't know, 20 seconds of it, I had about enough weekend and was just slash time change, tired enough. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. Little pissed at the Colts. Little pissed that the Patriots came back to do this.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm sitting there just looking at the TV. And Brady's, the last 2 minutes, he's kneeling. Janet says to me, well, that's not fair. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, the Patriots are cheating again.
What did Brady get so pissed at the ref about? Like on the second kneel. Did you see that when he was chewing the ref out for something?
I wish I could tell you. I was in the middle of a very heated discussion like the McLaughlin group at this point because I was just fried enough that Janet said, they're cheating. And I turned to her and I said, what do you mean they're cheating? She said, well, they should have to run a play. I said, it's a kneel down, honey. I said,
right.
Everybody in the world knows it's a kneel down. She said, well, I didn't know it's a kneel down. And I said, I said just like that. Go get the Madden game. It's in the playbook. And I said it just like that with that tone.
A little condescending.
Go get the Madden game. It's in the playbook. Your beloved Steelers have done it. Everybody does it. She's
exasperated condescension.
She said, why are you so upset? I said, because everybody knows that this is a play that all football teams walk. At that point, she walked out of the room.
Right.
Yeah.
She just walked to the kitchen.
Because you were a little pissed off. You were pulling for the Colts.
Yeah. So we go to the kitchen. She's standing out there. She's pissed. Mm. Really pissed. She's sitting there, got her arms folded. And I say, come on. Hey, baby, come on. Come on. She said, listen. I don't know everything about football, and I don't appreciate you treating me like I'm an idiot. And then I walked right into it. I said, honey, listen, I am so sorry. You're not an idiot. I'm wrapped up in the game. But really, anybody that's been watching football since day one.
Take a knee.
And then I said to her, miracle at the Meadowlands. Mm-hmm. She said, I have no idea what you're talking about. I said, the famous play where the guy for the Giants fumbles.
Joe Pisarcik.
Yeah, Herm Edwards for the Eagles picks up the ball. That's why they do this now. Mm-hmm. She said, I don't know what you're talking about. Is this something else that everybody in the world knows? And then, again, I should have just backed away and said, no, you're fine. I said, no. I said, you know what? No. Most people don't know that. But most people do know that the kneel down is not cheating. So it was dicey.
So yeah. She was a little upset about
sure.
that.
Yeah.
And probably, well, she doesn't know all the details, right?
No, she doesn't.
She hasn't logged enough of those games where, you know, but they that's what they do now. I hate that, too, though. I hate that part of the game.
And I wanted to be with her because she's rooting against the Patriots because she, like most people, sees Patriots-Colts as good versus evil. And evil beats good this time.
Right.
You know, the Darth Vader guys win, and she's mad, and she thinks that they're cheating at the end of the game, but they're not cheating.
Right.
And I found it like I'm sitting there. I felt like I was sitting there with a monkey saying, come on, it's a kneel down. They're not cheating. It's a kneel down.
Anything can happen, though. You never know. Anything can happen. They've screwed those up before.
But our gal, Jim Nance, she was out of her mind yesterday. Nance was so into the fact that she knew, that the game was going, as he said over and over again, to 96.3% of America.
Right. Yeah, he liked that.
And unlike a regular game, did you happen to notice how many times he would say, want to welcome those of you that have been watching Oakland at Houston?
Wanted to advertise the fact that the rest of the country was coming to his broadcast. Mm-hmm. He was very excited about that.
Sure.
Hey, and you know, Phil Simms likes heme. Heme. You know, you've talked for years about who's the announcer that says
Dick Enberg?
Dick Enberg with Yard Line.
Line. At
Phil Sims
yard,
does
line.
The, I don't know what Southern accent it is, but it's heem, bean. It's E E. Jeem.
Jeem.
Hey, Jeem. I don't know what he's trying to do to heem. But I'll tell you, he was wound up.
Hello, friends. Jim Nantz along with Phil Sims. The game's so big here, partner. They've actually even made up T-shirts for this occasion. I got you one here.
Oh, you got me one.
Early
thank
Christmas
you.
Gift for you.
You must not have paid for it, but thank you.
You got that right. How about this game and all the talk, all the buildup?
Well, I've been around the NFL, played 15 years, been around the league for 30 years, played in a few big games myself. But for a regular season game, I've never seen or felt the anticipation and the buildup to one. And these two teams, they really are special at this point of the year, so it deserves the build-up.
Yeah, well, that was more of the other guy than Nancy, though, please.
Yeah. I you know, I know Nancy? He's Jim's partner and all that. It's just, I don't know, Phil Sims.
Oh, come on.
I'd like to see a little more levity in Phil Sims.
Impossible.
He's the personification of what football analysts are. Though.
But hold on. I don't want to be an apologist for Phil Sims. Mm-hmm. Let me just say, I think that maybe you could put Chris Rock in the booth and It would be hard for him to be funny with Jim Nantz.
With the humorless
there.
Jim Nantz?
I mean, can you imagine
But, I mean,
that?
He comes on this show. He's got a sense of humor. I like color guys to be in the great tradition of Tom Brookshire and John Madden, and it just it's moved away from that. It's now
Nantz will never let her guard down.
Right? You're right.
Especially when it is a super hyped-up game like that.
Right.
I mean, every single second Jim Nantz kept saying over and over again, Super Bowl 41 and a half guy, all of America watching right now.
But
Phil,
here's the thing.
Phil,
I give you John Madden as still the gold standard when he was calling the game last night, the Philadelphia Dallas game last night, and he was talking about Jason Witten when his helmet came off. It's that kind of thing. It's that personalization of it. It's that, hey, that's the kind of guy I like. And these guys, you know, no disrespect to Phil Sims whatsoever. He's doing what he, you know, he's been paid for years to do as an analyst.
Jim.
They don't personalize it anymore. It's not like, hey, I like a guy like
Mike,
this.
Mike, hold on. Let me give you the opposite side.
Okay.
Where they maybe do it too much.
Right.
Did you watch the Bob Costas preamble?
No,
I
did not. No.
Okay.
No.
The pregame for the Eagles show, NBC is doing this ridiculous go green. Where they're gonna, right. They think that they're going to influence the environment by making their Peacock logo green for a week.
Okay.
So that's the whole deal.
Nice of them to do that.
And they announced during the pregame show that in an effort to save energy, they're going to turn off the lights for the pregame show. They say that by turning off the lights for halftime and postgame, they will be able to save enough energy to power an American house for a year.
Oh, wow.
And this is just...
Can you see them when they turn the lights off?
It is like Wayne's World TV. Here's a little bit of it.
We've turned our studio lights out as part of NBC Universal's Green is Universal initiative. And by keeping the lights out for halftime and postgame just tonight, we've determined that not only can Keith amuse himself, but also we're conserving enough energy to power the average home for a month.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, there was nothing average about week 9. Looks like the set of The Exorcist. Week 9 in the NFL.
I wish I'd
Colts
seen that.
On a record day in Minnesota. Here's Keith.
Don't you feel like we're at a seance?
And then they get into this whole thing, which makes me think of Michael Hughes, of course, was best man at that wedding.
Uh-huh. Now he's best man.
And his entire phony windmill radio
thing. Solar powered.
Because what these cats are...
Transmitters run by wind.
What they're talking about here is they said, additionally, Bob Costas went on and said, What we pledge to do for the rest of the year during our broadcast, when we are not on the air, we will power down all of our lights and equipment in an effort to save energy. I turned to Janet and I said, do you have any idea how much power they're going to use every time you turn on and turn off that incredible bank of lights that they have and all of their monitors?
You mean firing them back up?
If, in fact, they do what he said that they were going to do, what a ridiculous waste of our time.
Didn't we hear years ago that you use more power turning the television on than if you leave it on?
I don't know if that's true or not. I just found, as usual, shock. I found it disingenuous, the entire NBC. We care about the environment. And to show you how much we care, look, you see that little peacock? It's green.
Green peacock.
Green.
And aren't they flying people? I heard something about them flying people from the Today Show, the various personalities on the Today Show, to different locations around the world, which sounded to me like a huge waste of airline fuel.
It made me want to go out and pollute.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It really did. Sure.
I don't know. You know, it's weird the way the environment affects you, because I got a letter today from my township, and it was a letter that was designed to calm me down and calm the citizenry down, but it didn't do that, and it was like this full-page letter.
Was it about the sign in your front yard?
No, it was about drinking water, and it was a sign telling me that due to the drought, they've done some extra treatment of the water.
Yes.
And it was three paragraphs telling me how safe the drinking water was, and at the conclusion of reading the letter, I said to Carla, I said, please don't drink the water anymore, because it freaked me out. And the drinking water has been affected by the drought in the township where I'm. A lot of townships around here, you know, it's mandatory water restriction right now, and it's just a little hinky. And, you wonder environmental extremes and all that good stuff, if they could ever turn it around. I don't know. I don't know enough. I'm not a scientist.
I know, Mike, if NBC Universal is on it, it's going to get solved.
It's going to be green.
The networks of NBC Universal.
Don, I understand that every little bit helps. Every single little bit helps.
I'll tell you something, boy.
Yes, boy.
Boy, as I looked at that impressive roster of channels, NBC, Telemundo, Bravo, USA, I thought, you put a green logo on all of those stations, you're saying something.
And you're wearing green today.
Well, it's because I'm a Packers fan.
Well, you wear green all the time.
But I have news for you. I filled my car up with unleaded gas today, premium unleaded. Then what I did was I just drove and drove and drove, then siphoned it out, went back. I filled up five times today.
Do you still leave your car running all weekend outside of the garage?
It's going right now, Mike.
It's good. Very good.
It's going right now.
Just in case.
And thank God, because I hate going to a gas station on the way to work, siphoning out all the gas, then going to another gas station just so I can waste energy.
And how many years have you been burning your garbage?
Forever. Forever. I like the smell.
Some people take it down to the curb every week or so. You actually have the oil drum in the backyard.
I like the smell. I can throw in the occasional roadkill.
You know, I hate it when you do your own hair cutting at home, though, because then you throw the leave-ins. Oh, that's mad. That's terrible.
What's a good smell, and I always love that you're still brave enough to do this, is when you empty your gas tank, you pour the gas down the storm drain. I think that's cool. That's a cool guy move.
And changing the oil by just taking the plug out and driving up and down the street.
On a hill.
Right.
And I was on the overpass just shooting at Priuses.
Randomly.
You still playing light bulb baseball?
Yeah, with the new curly cue.
The curly ones.
I had a great time with my kids this weekend with the thermostat. We played Let's Make Our Own Sauna.
Oh, that is fun.
It was so much fun.
I like that.
You know, you just turn it up as high as it'll go,
sure.
And then you just see how long. First person to say uncle, that's when you turn it back to normal.
You should take it to the next level. We have dual zone, and we put one all the way hot, one all the way cold.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And on the steps, there's a small thunderstorm.
You could just sit on the stairs, watch the low pressure come in.
You know, it was hottest over the weekend when we all did that line dance.
That was so much fun.
At the Mason nuptials.
Wasn't it amazing how traditional it was, though, when they passed that white bag for the bride around, you know, and everybody put their money in it? Yeah. It was fantastic. I enjoyed that. I really did. Yeah, let's do.
Let's call someone who was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Rob Spiak writes, how was Michael Hughes' toast?
Probably fantastic.
Do you mean the toast he was served with the meal?
I had stepped out. I was catching a smoke with the other smokers.
With the first drink. Toast the lucky couple.
He won't pick up the phone today.
No,
probably not.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and number, and when you called, I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Thanks,
and have a great day.
To page this person, press 5 now.
No need.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, are they registered at Bass Pro Shop?
We're just curious since we weren't able to make it. I guess our invitations got lost in the mail. We want to make sure that we, it's a year, right? You have a year to send a gift.
Yeah. I saw a lot of ads over the weekend for some really nice low budget shirts.
Right.
And also great fishing supplies.
Yeah. I think it was Bass Pro Shops and, if I'm not mistaken, Target. I hope so. We're talking about the wedding, of course, and I hope you had a good time.
We'd like to know.
We couldn't help but read in DCR TV that you were at the wedding.
How come we weren't there?
Why are we continuously neglected?
We're fun at weddings. We really are.
Nobody's funner. Christ.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, about that Sunday night game there, you know, they had Bob Costas by candlelight. And did you notice that they showed, like, the Pittsburgh Pirates Stadium, all the lights on, nobody in there. They showed that other football field with about three people there.
You know what?
It's just crazy.
This guy gets some kind of a prize. I wish I would have thought of that. I wish I'd taken my funny pills today. You're absolutely right. In the midst of all of this go green stuff,
right?
They got the overhead shot of the blimp, and it's like, and there's the Pirate Stadium saying, hi, Al, hi, John. And every single light in this empty stadium is on. My friend, congratulations. You have won tickets to see Ozzy with Rob Zombie.
Great. We're at.
Yeah, my feelings exactly.
We're at, Don.
I hope to. Oh, I'm sorry. Where at?
He asked.
Where at? That would be at the Verizon Center.
Oh, good.
Okay, I'm Chico.
Oh, Chico. Well, it's not a bad drive. You do it around the holidays. When's the show?
Mike, it's January 5th.
January 5th, you can do it right after the first of the year when everybody's back at work.
Plenty tickets go on sale last Saturday, November 3rd at 10 a.m.
I can always eBay them.
There you go.
What a brilliant thing to do for all our syndicated very good callers idea. Here.
Take our prizes and eBay them.
eBay them.
That's what I do.
Thank you.
I learned that from Robbie.
Uh-huh. You don't know how true that is.
Yes, we do.
You really don't.
Bid with confidence.
If it says King of Queens, it comes from Chalky Colon. Hey, Don and Mike Show. One more. We got to hit a break. Hello.
Hey, have you guys heard Joe Jacoby in the mornings breaking down the Redskins games?
What channel has Joe Jacoby on?
He's on the Redskins radio, the little midget station.
Oh, the one that no one hears. That's too bad. Does he still have his speech impediment?
He sounds exactly like that tape you had of that trainable learning about her period.
Oh my God. Hey, be careful. That'll get Joe to come down again. We don't want him kicking our door in.
Joe Jacoby.
Theater deficient.
My wife enjoys them. I think the Redskins are going to go all the way.
Redskins were so effing lucky to win yesterday.
They're getting a lot of those one-run,
so contests. Effing lucky.
One run, I mean run, one point.
Meanwhile, on the other hand, who's the team of destiny in the NFC? Say it, everyone. Packers.
Packers are looking strong.
Brett's Armand, if he can't do it, no one can.
He could throw a few passes to Donald Driver.
I had the total mood swing with Brett Favre yesterday.
Really?
I had at one point when I stood up and I just went, and why is it I called him by his first name?
Brett!
Like, I go, Brett, you idiot! And I look at him, Janet goes, what's wrong? I go, he did it again. He just has to just get him. I'm Brett Favre. I'm going to throw the ball wherever the hell I want to. And then 5 seconds later, he makes another one of those throws. It's a touchdown. And I'm going, Brett! This is why you should not retire. You are the man.
Brett Favre.
He's the effing man.
You're having a good year with your Packers.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? It's super. Sure, why not, Mike?
You should have gone out to the game with that guy.
Sure, the one. No. With who? With that Jew?
The Jewish man. Well, that's how he described himself.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct term.
That is how he described himself.
I love him. When I say something that you feel the need to clear up,
yeah,
and Rob,
no S.
Rob laughs at it. Oh, come on. These are the memories that we'll have, Mike.
Yeah, we'll treasure these.
We'll treasure these memories. No, and I wouldn't go to that game with a Jew, a Gentile. I like watching the games. I think, like most people, I finally have realized it's great going to a game, but there's nothing better than watching it at home.
Yeah. Best TV sport in the world.
Really, there is nothing better.
There's no sport, I think, that's better on the television than football is. I mean, as far as better than, you know, being there is okay for the overall experience, but I'd much rather watch it on TV. Yeah.
And I realize also when I was watching, I guess it was all the games, they all the same. The stupid music, I guess, just goes from stadium to stadium.
The stadium music.
Yeah, like the one that goes, oh. Oh, 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 oh.
They all use the
same stuff.
That's it.
No.
Sure.
Okay, see?
Yeah, they do that at baseball games, too. No, 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 no.
It's like a generic football thing that I know for a while that was that the We Will Rock You, and they still do the Rock and Roll, the Gary Glitter.
Right.
But that one is.
You ever hear this one? Sure. Jesse! Oh, I'm sorry, it's the wrong sport.
You get a lot of during a timeout or during a replay.
Right.
Do 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 yes. do. But what I love best are the stadiums that have the wah wah.
Pixie.
There you go.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.